Corporate sourcing model for evaluating of what uptake by plant was developed especially as a tool for the farmer to calculate the potential water uptake that can be obtained by plant at the given scenario, at the given geometry of water application and plant. The basis for the our modeling approach is based on the linear flow equation written in terms of the matrix flux potential for the feed Kirchhoff matrix flux potential using the combined with the exponential Gardner hydraulic conductivity function. In this case, we have a linear equation that can be applied both for the steady state and time-dependent simulation of water flow in homogeneous porous media. The advantage of use of this approach is the small number of parameters included in the model. Only two parameters is the alpha and k sat. Alpha that allow to scaling all the parameters of the model and to make it more applicable for the different scenario. The solution of this equation is a well-known solution for point source at the surface or line source at the surface, and also the solution obtained for the situation when source in sink are located below of the surface. The boundary condition at the surface has no flux at the surface, or in the case when we want to reproduce some loss of the water due to evaporation, is use the boundary condition developed by Lowen and Matrick and Warwick. All the dimensionless variable in which we will discuss the process are expressed in terms of the alpha. Alpha is a sorptive number that reflects the influence of gravitation forces against of capillary forces, and K is hydraulic conductivity. Accumulation, collection of the data obtained to this day shows that a simple empirical equation relates these two value. In other words, if we know the alpha, we can approximately we have some knowledge about the value of saturation, and also knowing the saturation hydraulic conductivity, we can estimate the value of alpha. The basic solution of this equation is that solution for line source surface or subsurface, or for point source also applied at the surface or subsurface source. We also will use a component of the velocity and stream function to reproduce the plot of water, the picture of water inflow from source to sink. For the design of trickle irrigation system, it was recommended to determine distance between plant, considering the sum threshold value between the plant. It was recommended by Bresler. In this case, the water uptake by plant was ignored, and the later Amusagar-Fart and Warwick recommended to use the same approach for the threshold value, but estimated in the center between the two rooting soil domain. But in both cases, the situation that what is the value should to be used remained unknown. And because of it, it was developed a model that allowed estimating, relating the plant water uptake to the configuration of water sources, rooting zone geometry, soil type, and also potential evaporation from the surface. In our approach, the relative water uptake is the water uptake relative to the water supply from the source, and the relative water uptake is not given, but is obtained from the solution of the complex soil sink model. What is the model sourcing model that we will use for our simulation? If emitter is simulated as point source, and the set of emitter along the line is simulated as line source. And assuming that routing domain is possessed for single plant is possessed to radial symmetry, and for line source to linear symmetry with cylindrical symmetry, we will use the point or line sink to reproduce the routing zone geometry. By applying this concept, we also can use the term of the complex matrix flux potential that is obtained by superposition of simple source at the surface or subsurface and sink. And in this equation one, we introduce the relative water uptake as the ratio between the unknown sink strength relative to the water applied from source to the known source strength from the source. For the case of point source sink, the flow domain that will arise under this complex, model, it will be 3D. And for the case when we have a linear source and sink, it will be 2D flow. The problem is that water uptake is a known value in the equation one, and to obtain the water extraction rate, we introduce the additional assumption. We assume that our water uptake is according to the condition that sink acting under the constant suction pressure. This is suction pressure is assumed to be known and equal to the zero matrix flux potential. There is some question where is the zero matrix potential can be applied to the sink interface, because the sink interface is initially unknown, and for this we assume initially that we know for the any given kind of the plant, we know what is potential radius of the routing domain. Applying the condition to the reference section point at the bottom of routing domain, is it possible to calculate the relative water uptake and in such a way that the matrix flux potential calculated with the obtained relative water uptake will always be positive. So it will have only physical meaning in the domain outside of the contour of the sink. Now the result of complex source sinks model. First of all, applying this concept, we can calculate the relative water uptake in terms of the radius of routing zone. The radius of the routing zone scaled by factor alpha. Alpha is capillary length of the soil. Small alpha for the fine textured soil and large alpha for the coarse sand. And the same, it can be seen that the same small value of radius is also for the small radius of routing zone. So increasing R, is it possible to make translation for the different situation, how the water uptake is changing depending on the radius of the routing zone, dimensionless routing zone. We can see that if source is applied closer to the surface, the water uptake by single plant reduce with increasing of routing radius, but if the plant is beneath the surface, we have increase of water uptake with increase of radius, but all of the increase and decrease tends to the constant value. This is constant value is 0.05. That is exactly the same as was calculated for couple source sink, put it in infinity domain when the effect of soil surface become negligible. So from this simple plot, we can see that boundary condition at the soil surface, no flux boundary condition, except of the origin where source is supplied to the surface, allow plant to absorb more water while rooting zone is small for single plant. And if the plant routing zone start to be larger, the water uptake is reduced. Also using the known function for velocity and stream function, is it possible to reproduce the full picture of water flow from source to sink. The simulation in this plot is made for the fine textured soil. Left figure illustrated the distribution of saturation degree around of the green domain is a non-physical domain where the matrix flux potential is negative, and the contour of all of the saturation degree approaching to this domain, don't crossing it. We also see the dashed line is a stream line that divided the flow pattern into two parts. One part is divided by solid dashed line. This line is exactly the same as relative water uptake EQ to 0.62. This is domain where water inflow to the rooting domain and to plant, and the other water is go to the deep percolation. On the right side, we plot the total pressure head and streamline to show the full orthogonality of the flow picture. In this slide, we illustrate the effect of two soil have the two soil type effect on the relative water uptake, have changing the picture of flow. We see that in coarse sand soil, we have reduction of the water uptake approximately on 10%. In this plot, we illustrate the difference between deep and shallow rooting domain. Also, the simulation made is for the stream function and saturation degree. In plot, effect how evaporation from the source surface affects the reduction of the water uptake by plant. When the plant is closer to the surface, the evaporation can reduce strongly upper solid line the water uptake. At the same time, the evaporation from soil surface is also reduced due to the water uptake. But when root plant is much below under the surface, evaporation is not changing and the root uptake changing only negligible. The effect of evaporation is illustrated by stream function on left plot. We see that evaporation go to the surface line one. This is water evaporated. The other solid dashed line shows the water, confines the water inflowing from source to sink and the percolated water. And 1 minute I need to say that the same approach was applied also to simulate the transient scenario with the water uptake when we have the periodic water application at the surface, and the question is for what kind of the soil. If, for example, for steady state micro irrigation situation, the water uptake is very it's a very slowly small, depend on the alpha soil, on the textured high and low texture soil. For the case of transient irrigation, the effect of changing of the soil properties become more strong. For example, for the case of coarse sand soil, the water application according to the transpiration can be obtained the maximum water uptake only in the case when the water applied to the plant exactly at the time of maximal transpiration. In this case, depending on the duration of the pulse application, is it possible to reach approximately the same value like we calculated for the steady state scenario. Conclusion. The proposed complex soil sink model allows evaluating the relative water uptake when using steady state scenario and the steady state water inflow from source to sink is only slightly depend on the textured properties of the soil. The reduction from fine texture to the sand is approximately about 10% in the water uptake. However, for the case of transient irrigation, the effect of soil texture start to be more strong. And in this case, the choice of scenario for the management of the water application become very important. Thank you.